How can we get back there? What did the scriptures do to help us to be more like Solomon and less like Herod? I don't think the scriptures are saying to build another temple. I don't think that's what they're suggesting. There are some religious bodies that believe in that. We've studied them in our studies, in our Bible study on Sunday morning. But we don't believe that. We actually believe that we don't need to build another temple. I don't know if you caught it from Hebrews, but our text from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11, every priest takes a position and they serve and they offer a repeated sacrifice for sins, but sins are not taken away. But Jesus Christ came for all and offered a one-time sacrifice. What Hebrews is suggesting is Jesus is the fulfillment of the temple. We don't need to build a physical building. But what about this? Here's the wild thought. What if you're the temple? That's powerful. That's scripture. Jesus says, the kingdom is within you. Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16, do you not know that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells inside of you? And so we don't have to build a temple. We recognize that the meeting point of God with man is actually inside of us. Dear friends, in an odd way, this kind of reminds me of God's way of delivering what matters to him has changed from a physical building to the hearts. Christ is actively involved in our hearts to share with others. It reminds me of the pizza delivery business. Doesn't that remind you of the pizza delivery business? It does me. No, of course not. Yes. When I've lived 46 years in my lifetime, in the beginning years, as I was a kid, I remember pizza was delivered primarily by going to a pizzeria. Do you remember those days? You could only get pizza if you got in a car and drove to a pizzeria. But then by the time I was in my teenage years, there was a shift. Now you could call on the phone and order pizza and have someone come to your house with a hot, fresh pizza right to your house. That was really cool. Well, now guess what it is? You pull out your app. You don't even have to talk to anyone. And you can have a robot deliver it to you. You can here in Philomath. Have Dax bring it to you. Dear friends, Jesus is saying the delivery system has changed. No longer in a physical building. Did you know that you are the temple of God? The Spirit of God dwells within you. The delivery system has changed. As a pastor, I've realized that many, many people are impacted by our church outside of these walls, not inside the walls. Some people have been impacted by this church, and they haven't even attended a worship service here. A couple of years ago, I can remember going to a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and there was someone in that meeting that had gone through a difficult time a couple years before they had come back and gone to that meeting. They were worried about their safety. And we connected that person with another member from our church. That person offered them a safe place to stay. That person gave them some food to get them through a hard time. There were conversations between our member and that person, but there were no sermons. There were no sacrifices offered like you would in the temple. It was just Christ's presence inside that member's heart to a person that was troubled and in need. They looked a lot better when I saw them in that Chamber of Commerce meeting. And then someone else came up and said, did you know your church made a big difference in that person's life? They've never even attended a worship service. I was reminded of this just Thursday night as Alicia and I were at the Benton Community Foundation honoring volunteers and nonprofits. Did you know, and I forgot this because we're just so busy with what we do, did you know last year our Dementia Warriors in the county of Benton County was honored for the most innovative nonprofit in the entire county? Is that true? You went to it. See what this is? What we do at our church is we We are the temple of God, and we share it with others outside the walls of this church. kind of wrapping things up, it is important to recognize what a temple is. A temple is a middle point. That's all it is. A middle point between God and humankind. God is transcendent, far above, and holy, and we are humankind as sinners and unworthy of holiness, and a temple is a place to meet and have the two connect in powerful ways. Now, a physical building doesn't do that. It happens when we connect, when you connect with others in the community. Now, you may think that others in the community may not want to connect to church, and there's a lot of research that suggests that. I want to highlight just a couple here. In the last 15 years, the number of people, the percentage of people that say that they are unaffiliated religiously has gone from 8% to 33% in 15 years. That number jumps up. For anyone born after 1990, it's up to 42% religiously unaffiliated. Here's another sobering statistic. Those who want to have a wedding in a church in 10 years, just 10 years, that number was 41% in 2010. Guess what it is now? 22% in the general population. Those who just want, those who actually do not want any religion spoken at their funeral service, that number now is up to 30%. So we might think, you can't make a difference as the temple of God reaching people. But also know this. This is staggering. Those who check the box as religiously unaffiliated, 72% of them believe in a higher power. In other words, there aren't that many atheists. And there aren't that many agnostics. There's a lot of people who believe in a higher power, they just don't know what it is. 50% of the unaffiliated religiously want some sort of boost for peace throughout their weekly existence. Dear friends, that's encouraging. And we have opportunities here, big time opportunities, to be the temple of God and be about the things that Solomon's temple was about. Forgiveness flowing freely. Peace coming through us and bringing wholeness to others through Christ's once for all sacrifice. Wouldn't that be amazing if that could be the case? I believe it can. Let's pray about that, then we'll transition in our service to a time of prayer. Lord, we're gathered here and I look out and I see the temple of God in the hearts of your people. Lord, give us courage to have those conversations, perhaps with one person that marks the box as religiously unaffiliated. And Lord, let it not be coercive. Let it be a moment to share about the things of Solomon's temple, about forgiveness flowing and peace having its way and wholeness, your wholeness coming to them. We pray that that may be the case. Encourage us with your Holy Spirit to truly be what you've asked so that we can be people, not a building, that people can be the temple of God. Amen.